What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Just Roll With It. My name is Grizzly, and I'm the DM.
My name is Bisley, not to be confused with Bisley Pequeño over there, and I play Chip.
Hey, my name is Conda Fiction, and I play Jay Farron. Anyway, that was ominous.
My name is Charlie Slimesicle, and I play Gillian Tide Strider. The sword is
nice
not as menacing knowing that Condi has a lightsaber out right now.
What? One second, guys.
On the video.
Look at the cute little DM. Look at him. He could never take
one
away
second,
our loved
everybody.
Ones.
Hey, DM. F*** you for last episode. F*** you for last
hey,
episode.
Hey, what the f***, buddy?
Oh, sorry. We shouldn't, guys. We shouldn't swear in the opening minute of a YouTube video.
Oh, you're so right.
Hey, DM. Frick you.
Yeah,
for that
frick
last
you,
episode.
Guy.
So, like, what's up?
You know, that's going to be unexplainable to people listening to the show, but it's so
that's
going to
be completely unexplainable, but it's going to get...
Audio listeners, Bisley Pequeño has brought a gun to the studio.
Do audio listeners even know what Bisley Pequeño is?
They should, and if they don't, they can Google it.
On this episode, the battle rages on as our crew begins to plan to ram through the Navy fleet along with their fellow pirates. Even though the situation is dire and some friends are still missing, I know the three of you. We'll just roll with it. Where we last left off, the three of you, Chip, Jay, and Gillian, found yourselves overwhelmed by the forces of an unexpected Navy raid. Alarmed, you had a brief conversation and split to follow your respective plans. Jay went alongside Marshal John to help escort the sick and injured to the ships through the chaos. Gillian went to the Coliseum and acquired the device the Baron used to announce during the tournaments. And Chip returned to the ship to find Ollie. With Ollie not being seen or responding, Chip and Old Man Earl rushed back onto the island to find him, bumping into Jay along the way. Both of you heard Gillian's voice booming above the island, instructing all pirates and those who wanted to stay free to get to their ships and prepare to ram the fleet blocking the port. Eventually, with still no sign of Ollie, Jay and Chip made their way back to the Albatross as Gillian dove into the ocean via slip and slide to try and disable cannons on one of the Navy ships. After successfully freezing over one of these cannons, Gillian, you were met with a tall figure in a red trench coat ordained with a golden design, navy medallions, and a very similar eagle pin you've seen before on a good front. As the push to ram the ships began, with no sign of Old Man Earl or Ollie, Gillian was blasted off the ship by a blur of an attack from that tall figure, leaving Pretzel alone.
Oh, God!
And so, the journey continues.
Don't go homeless, Charlie.
We are going to start back at the top of the round here. So, Chip, you are hanging off the, basically like the ropes on the ship in between your ship and the Granberry Pirate ship.
Yes.
And Jay, you were at the helm of the Albatross, steering the ship, getting ready to start the ram. And Gillian, you have just been knocked back into the waves as they wrap around you like a snuggie, and you're sinking into the waters. It is your turn. What do you do?
Oh, good thing I have this nice snuggie. I haven't heard that word in fucking 5 years. Okay, I still have gust of wind
very
active.
Very wet, snuggie. Sluggy, snuggie.
I got it.
Snuggie, and it's Family Guy themed. It's got Stewie Griffin on it.
I've got a squelchy snuggie around me with Stewie Griffin. I'm going to... I have gust of wind still active. Would you let me try and use it to
you can change the direction, I believe, as a bonus action.
Okay,
if you're trying to like use it to,
that's pretty perfect.
So you can change the
direction. Yes, I can. Okay.
As a bonus action.
As a bonus action, then I want to change the direction so it's below me, and I want to try and swim back towards the ship using the gust of wind, and I want to just try and get back on if I can, however far I can make it.
Okay, so the 60 feet long, strong wind begins to move behind you, or at least blast from behind you like a fucking torpedo. And using that propeller of wind, it shoots you above the water, and you can swim. I'll say you can get 45 feet back. You can make it to the ship where you're going to have to basically start climbing back up.
Okay.
Roll.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, no, athletics, so see if you can get up there in one go.
All right, let's see how well we do here. 17.
Not bad.
All right, I can say you can get back to the top of the ship where you got knocked off.
Okay, what's the situation? Is Pretzel still there?
Hanging. Both suction cups, all of her tentacles are wrapped around one of the little little knobs on the wheel.
Oh, thank God, Pretzel! I want to use my, would you let me use my object interaction to snag Pretzel and then take the dash action to dive off the ship with her?
You can snag Pretzel. I don't think climbing is an action.
It's moving.
I wanted to use my movement to get back up here. Yeah. I still have, and I use my bonus action for the gust of wind, so I should still have an action, an object interaction.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
I'll say you can snag Pretzel and jump off.
Yes,
with
okay,
the dash
yeah.
action.
I pop
but
her off.
That'll be your turn.
Just fucking, yeah, salute the guy. give Pretzel a kiss, and dive off, pinching my nose off the ship. Whew, thank God, okay. Oh, I'm not going to get
evicted.
That's
one safe.
Woo! all right, that's my turn.
Jay, you're up next. You're on the same turn order as Jim.
Jay is gonna leave the helm, and you know what? I am gonna go look for Ollie.
Thank you.
Oh shit, yeah, let's go.
You know,
okay.
Thank you for being a reasonable
deck.
Person.
All right, roll an investigation
now, okay?
check.
You're good at this.
I have a plus
This song
four.
Is fucking banger.
17.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
17.
That's okay.
You see, in the barrel where Gillian sleeps. Two
He's
eyes.
In my bed barrel.
Peeking out of it.
Yes!
Trying to hide.
Oh my fucking God. Ollie, is that you?
Yes!
I'm okay.
Listen, Chip has been worried sick, and we left Old Man Earl on shore because he brought him off the ship to go find you, and now he's... Oh God!
Things are... very wrong. Just tries to close the lid a little bit.
Okay, well you keep hiding there. I run up to the top deck. Hey, Chip!
This is actually kind of fun. Oh, what's up?
Okay, you really need to get like your entire shit straight. You can't be having fun right now.
Well, it's not my turn. I can't actually leave.
Oh, that's fair. Little meta, but I understand.
I also am in suspended animation between the ship and the water, continuously diving. I stop it until you stop talking.
Anyway, Chip, your son is okay. He's hiding in Gil's barrel.
What?
Yeah, you just didn't look hard enough.
Just like we say in the undersea, like finding children in a barrel.
What?
That's kind of on the nose, man.
That's a little weird.
Well, all right, then what else do we have to do?
Earl!
Shit!
That's going to end my turn.
I really just had to get, like, one more in my investigation check to find
That's
him.
That's hilarious.
Was it like a contested
roll?
No, 15. I saw him roll. No, I saw it's him roll. Yeah.
It's a contested roll. He was rolling stealth.
Oh,
that this, little this, fucking this rat. Little that shit. Little rat. That little goddamn
this
shit.
Little rat.
What a bastard.
What an absolute stinker. He takes
he learned,
you.
From,
oh
he learned from the fucking best.
Like
huh?
Father, like son, I guess.
He's a chip off the old block, huh?
All right, Chip, you are actually up next here.
Okay, I'd like to stop hanging here. I've done enough hanging. I want to look for adversaries, enemies, maybe a possible leader of this whole thing. Maybe a naval captain.
I got one for you.
Closest one to me, perhaps.
I won't say. Just perception check.
Okay. If it would help me, I might try and get off of this rope, jump over to the Granberry pirate ship. And go find a vantage point to look from, if that would help me at all.
I'll say with your previous acrobatics and movement of 30, you can get halfway up the crow's nest.
Okay, that's far enough. Maybe I'm just hanging off of a thing. I'll make a perception. 13.
Okay, they are only the ships are only about 50 or 60 feet away. Now getting, the ships are about to start moving, you can feel them probably after your turn, top of the round. But you can see, directly across from this ship is that tall, the only figure in a red, a solid red coat with a very, it's a presence. I don't know what the word is. A very strong presence.
I know what you're describing.
Like a commanding. Yeah, commanding.
An aura.
A commanding aura.
No, it's a word. Authority. That's the word.
Yeah. I would like to prepare my action to use my love potion as soon as I get into range of him.
I can't imagine it's that big of a range, but
what's the range on the love potion?
It's like a spray bottle.
Is it a super soaker? You can hit him from there. Like,
melee is 5 feet. I would say this is about 10 feet. Maybe 10 feet.
Okay. So yeah,
you gotta be kind of right up on him.
Yeah. I pretty much want to just save this action for when I can move up towards him.
You would basically just be doing this on your next turn. As these ships begin to move forward, yours as well, continue in the straight line. However, your ship, big, but not as big as a few of the pirate ships to your left and right. But, however, that pretzel spear at the top, the front of your ship, is more than enough to be capable of this ram. You do hear as cannons from both sides, but more specifically, the Navy fleet, the ship to the left of the one in front of you that you're about to start ramming, those shoot, but the one that Gillian froze over does not.
Cool.
And then they're on your side, cannons fire as well. And you also hear Captain Lizzie yell as loud as she can, just, "Forward!" Only one of them hits your ship with an AC of 14. That's the wrong dice.
Yeah, I got our ship. This is exciting. We've got, I want to credit it.
Go ahead.
We found naval combat rules, or I did on r/unearthedarcana, posted by, Limithron. So if you want to check out his guide to naval combat, it's over there on the subreddit. And, we're using it right now.
Okay. Very cool. Your ship starts with 52 hit points. You can mark off whoever wants to keep track of it.
I can keep track of it if you want. I can keep track, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it'll be helpful if we have a player doing it. Yeah, so we can tell. All right, cool.
Okay, so you start with 52 hit points. You're going to subtract 8 hit points as one of the cannonballs goes flying into the side, the very front left side of your ship. You can hear the wood go, and your ship rocks to the right a little bit. Jay, I won't say you have to make a dexterity save for this.
Okay.
Since it's just one.
Okay.
Okay.
But you do get rocked a little bit, stumble kind of a bit. You don't get knocked over, but you do feel it. It should, you feel the pain impact you physically as your ship gets hit by a cannon. No. On their side, a few of the cannons connect. You can see wood and smoke. Some cannons hit. The one that is on fire with the mast being broken by one of the spells casted on the Granberry Pirates, it is hit as well. It's starting to slow down as the ships who are blockading are kind of drifting forward. At this point, that one is staying in motion. It's staying still. And with that, you... Next up, Gillian.
All right, I'm just in the water right now, off the ship. How far is the albatross from where I am right now?
The albatross, you just jumped off the ship.
I just jumped off the.
50. You're just about 50 feet away.
Okay. Could I get there with the gust of wind in my movement?
15. I would say the gust of wind gives you 15 extra feet.
So that'll
give
me.
You've got 30 feet of swing. 45 feet.
Five. Fuck. Five off. Okay. That could work, I guess. I'm gonna take the dash action to get on board then. I'll do it in a cool way. You know, maybe I'll freeze the water beneath me and then jump up. Can I, as a bonus action or just at the end of my turn, make a perception check and see if I can see Earl in any of this?
Go ahead and make a perception check.
I am gonna use Pretzel's perception.
Okay.
As I hold her up, partially because I'm just happy she's back and partially to help.
Oh, Pretzel, I love you. Such a good frog to put.
Holy shit, Chad. 21.
Ooh.
Okay. Make an athletics check.
What?
Okay. I don't know either. 14?
You run to the back of the ship and you start peering over with Pretzel holding her up, and then you see spiraling like a football, Old Man Earl flying through the air.
Oh, this is a lot easier than what I was gonna do.
Wait, is he like in the crowd just being tossed?
Did he fire himself out of a cannon on the shore or something?
And with your athletic check, you're able to catch him unless you choose otherwise.
Holy shit! How the fresh hell did you end up here? How did you just fire yourself?
What the big fucking idiot! And then you look past him and you see in this like still like football throw quarterback position, the rippling arms, the mutton chops, and the big pearly wide smile as he gets dogpiled by Navy soldiers.
John, no! We lost you! Oh shit! With that additional perception check, do I see if he managed to get the sick people onto their boat?
Chip especially can tell that there are people who are basically like still being walking in and trying to get on and into the ship for the Granberry Pirates, but it doesn't look like there's any more coming from the coast of the rest of the district.
Okay.
Or like the border of that area.
Talk about what I was gonna do.
You can.
Because I was literally going to do a sailing maneuver called club hauling, where you drop the anchor to do a sharp turn and pull a 180 and go back for him.
You would have just sailed right into the dogs.
That's hilarious.
And then your ship would have been landed.
Anyway, I reach out. Well, I have Earl in one hand. I reach out the other hand. John! No! Single tear just falls down my cheek. And my turn.
I fire an arrow off in solidarity towards just the pile of Navy soldiers on John.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Roll to hit.
This is Jay's.
You also scream, John.
John. 24.
Can you set it on fire as well? He gets a fucking funeral.
That is.
Yeah. It's max damage. 11.
Nice.
One last act of rebellion.
Nice.
Against this cruel fate that's taking John away from us.
How much damage?
Just got 11 damage.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. You nail one of the soldiers and he goes fucking limp, but there's still a whole group of them trying to restrain this gorilla of a man. Next up, Chip. If that's your new turn, if you have a move or bonus action.
I could attack again, but I'm not really in the business of killing Navy.
Gotcha.
Even though it did, you know, it's a soul for a soul at this point.
Unbelievable. How hard would it be to get around to this big authoritative man?
What's your swim speed?
I wouldn't want to swim per se. If anything, if I could do a little rope cutting and swing over there,
that would be impossible.
Okay, so now we know that. We know that now.
They're like 50 feet away.
You got it. By the way, as soon as the ship's ram, then you're in range to board.
Everyone has, if you your swim speed and climb speed are half of your regular speed, unless you have like one innately.
Okay.
Yeah.
There were people coming onto the ship, correct? Are they Navy or are they...
The people coming onto this ship are the sick and the injured from Rudy's respite.
Okay, then I'll probably jump down and start helping get people on. And you said it looks like those ships the Navy ships are going to ram? They're going to get closer or we're going to ram them?
We're going to ram them.
We're going to ram them.
That's the point. We're ramming them
and getting out of here.
This dock is ramming.
As I'm helping people on... I want to shout out to Lizzie. Hey, so do we have a plan after we ram these ships?
I don't know, just...
What do you mean you don't know?
And run!
You want to run?
Yeah, make yourself useful and fire one of the cannons.
Sure. They never let me fire
Holy
one of these
shit.
Things.
We're firing a cannon for the first time ever in our pirate campaign.
Oh my god! Episode 40!
This is a first, let's go!
I'm gonna fire the cannon.
Yeah!
Alright. this would be like a command. Go ahead and... So you're gonna roll a check here. So, roll a d20.
Roll a d20. I can do that. I'm gonna use my physical dice for this one.
Oh my god, big roll, big money, big money.
This is for you, audio listeners.
19!
Oh! Yes! You hit one of the ships!
Plus four is a 23, baby. I hit the ship.
Dude, it felt really good to hear that roll, I'll be honest.
Go ahead and roll 1d10.
1d10. I'm just gonna use the online dice for that. I don't know what d10 is. One I don't d10 know where roll. It is.
Plus two.
All right. 10!
Oh, 12 points of damage!
Max damage!
To one of the ships!
Oh, God, it's
it goes
so good.
Kadoosh.
So good.
And you hear it go, fire again!
What? Whoa, that was awesome! What do you mean fire again?
Don't talk back, just fire the fucking cannon!
How do I do- okay! Anybody have, some extra balls lying around?
My god.
It's like right next to the cannon, it's cool.
Oh, I knew that! Thanks!
Shove it in. Can I fire again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no more cannonballs, but there was a bowling alley in town, and you have some leftover bowling balls.
Well, let's see if we get a strike. Okay, so that was a 10. Plus 4. 14.
14? Is 14 hit? Come on, 14's
14
big.
Misses by one.
Okay.
So that one goes wide.
Come on. Second time firing the cannon on the campaign, and you missed, dude? Second time?
Dude, that's unbelievable.
First time was max damage. I don't want to hear
this. You're going to talk about it first. We're past it.
That is true. First time was max damage. Okay, Chip. At the end of your turn, because I will be near the end of your turn,
yeah.
You see a torpedo out of the water, similar to how Gillian does. Caspian, nice. Soaked, but looks exactly the same as normal, almost,
soaked
except
as
just a little,
always,
just a little wetter. He walks up and he nods to the captain and says, "All right, I think we're ready." And at that point, the ships, all of them, start to move forward, full sailed. The wind, luckily, on the sides, on your sides,
in our favor.
Pushing your ships directly towards this Navy fleet.
I still have gust of wind active. I want to point it as well at the sail so we can go even faster.
Okay.
Yes!
Okay, you guys are going fast. You guys actually start to pull ahead of all of the ships that you're sailing next to.
Yes!
And at this point,
that
we're going to
like
ram!
A bad idea in
okay!
DM, how do we. Isn't ramming like a thing where. Oh,
so,
God.
What you guys are going to do, one of you. Who's the captain? Who's on the ship right now?
I guess I'm kind of at the helm, technically.
Yeah, you're at the helm.
Usually.
Go you. Yeah,
Jay is
you.
Standing captain.
Okay, so in this point, Jay is the appointed captain of the Albatross for the time being. You're going to roll 1d.
Change.
You're going to roll 1d8.
Okay.
Which is your ship's hit die.
I think.
Wait, no, 1d10. Sorry.
We want to get 1d10. Higher, right? Then.
Yes,
yeah,
and I'm going to roll
a d8, and it was 6, so that could have been great, but...
Alright, Condi, how'd you do on the 1d10, brother?
Well, that was a 5 instead of a 6. So
I rolled a 4!
Oh!
Okay, so you guys do critical damage on the ship you're ramming, which I believe is going to be...
2d8,
I'll just
right?
say 1d8. 2d8, right?
That makes 1d8 sense
1d8 is
me.
The damage.
That's 13 damage! Plus, is that plus 2 still? Or plus 3 still? 16?
Plus 3 for you is to hit.
Yeah, plus 2 though.
So
still for
plus
damage, 2, right?
Yeah. Cool. Plus 2 to the damage.
15 damage.
15
right.
damage, baby.
Hey, that's
15
not just regular
motherfucking
damage.
Damage.
That's ship damage. All
right.
That's
ship
big.
Damage
that's big
right
money.
There.
Yeah, yeah. These ships have like adjusted HP. Like for example, your ship has 52 HP to other ships, but if you were going to attack your ship as a person, apparently it would be 260 HP.
Woo. Okay, so it
that's
basically be 5 times as much.
Good,
if you're attacking.
Good bit
scales
harder.
Up.
Yeah.
Scales
makes
up.
Sense.
I think
makes
I did
sense.
That, right? I only read this today. Because
yeah,
it was
no, that's,
sent
that's,
at midnight.
No, that's
that
correct.
Makes a lot
that's
of
correct.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can't just hit a ship with a sword 5 times.
So this ship and the ship next to you, as well as the Granberry pirate ship, all ram into with you on the left, Chip, the ship that you're on, just a random pirate ship, and the Granberry Pirates on the right. All three of these ships ram into this one ship.
Yes.
And you can hear the sounds of splintering. Just it's so loud. It's the sound of wood creaking and cracking and breaking louder than it's ever been around you before. as you look to your left and to your right, and you see all of the ships now have crashed in between the naval ships trying to force their way through. And at this point, there are Navy crew that are trying to board some of the other ships, but not yours, because yours basically finishing off this ship that was being attacked and targeted to be this hole, as per Captain Lizzie's words, for you guys to get through. And it begins to, I don't want to say capsize, but the front of it begins to raise up as you guys ram into it. Your ship's basically like going under it as if you're a crowbar, and it's raising up now. Definitely is out of the way enough for you to keep sailing forward.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
At the top of the round now is Gillian.
Well, shit, we don't own any cannons to hit this thing with. I don't know. Is there anything around me I can help with?
I have a shot put ball.
You have a shot? All right, yeah, pass that over.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try and shot put a ball at the Navy ship. So I spin around a bunch and hold out my hand athletically and then shot put a small steel ball into a Navy ship. But we don't have cannons. What do I need to roll?
I think it's like a ranged attack with an improvised weapon.
Cool. Yeah, none of those things are things that Gillian is good at. Let's just go ahead and
just roll
a dexterity, ranged attacks, and minus two. All right, that's a four to hit.
falls in the water.
New record!
Yo, what's up, my rollers? How's it going? It's me, Contafiction, coming at you for a mid-roll. In this one, we don't have a sponsor, so I'm gonna talk about it. You're never gonna guess what it's gonna be, what I'm gonna talk about. I'm gonna talk about the Just Roll With It Patreon. That's right, motherfuckers. I'm gonna tell you all about the fact that we have a Patreon with a whole nother campaign. That's right, a whole second campaign with a whole amount of 18 episodes, each 2.5 hours to 2 hours or so. Think about it, that's a lot of content, and the characters are great, and the players are great, and we currently have Yako CMN on as a guest, who is great, and the campaign is great, and it's great. Give us $5 on Patreon so you can watch it, and hey, you know what, just rolled with it. We talk about these episodes on Riptide over at Patreon. For $10, you can listen to Just Rolled With It, and I'm pretty sure that everything coming out of my mouth right now is complete gibberish, because I am so sleep deprived right now. But that's okay, because I'm sure my message is getting across loud and clear, and you're opening your wallet and going to patreon.com/justrollwithit to give us your money and your credit cards and all your entire wallet, honestly, just a little bit of everything. Anyway, that's basically all I have to say to you for this mid-roll thing. Goodbye.
Okay.
Hey, that was a good toss. Didn't quite
that
hit.
That is going to end my turn, I guess. Is there anything around me that is currently coming in to fight us, or is everyone like okay? What's the situation with, you know, the other ships, or is Lizzie's ship getting boarded
at this moment? It looks like you guys have just rammed that ship.
Okay,
on this turn there isn't anyone trying to board just yet on your left, which would be
okay,
the ship to your left or the
great.
right.
I'm gonna use my bonus action to switch my gust of wind onto that one admiral guy and try and knock him into the water like he knocked me, because I don't like him.
Okay, it's range is like 60 feet.
It's 60 foot range. Does that hit him from like 60 feet away?
Sure.
Cool. He needs to make a strength saving throw.
Yeah, I know. 14.
14 just fails. I was ready for him to succeed and describe it tussling his hair. He gets knocked 15 feet back, and if ideally I'd like to knock him into the fucking sea as well.
Okay.
Be so, a better influence on your daughter or sister or whatever Jay is.
Wait, what are you talking
thee
about?
Well. Bye.
Farewell, Farron.
Did you say this out loud?
Yes.
Yep, duh. So he yells it, and then you switch your hand, pointing at the mainsail of your own ship, over to the right, and it blows past. Wait. 60 foot line, 10 feet wide. Okay, I'll say that you won't. You'll probably choose not to hit anybody on.
Yeah.
On the. Yeah. So it blows past small ship. You feel this little gust of wind beneath your feet, and you look over to your right, and you see this tall figure in a red coat get flown back on his ship.
Hey, who are you talking to, Gil?
I'll say he breaks through the railing, and you're able
your
to
mom.
See him like one hand
what?
Slipping on the
that was kind of mean.
On the edge of the ship here.
Okay.
So, next up.
Maybe not your mom, but someone that's related to you.
This is a cruel
joke. I think.
You just gave me your mom joke.
Oh, yeah, that.
Jay,
so, I mean, like.
It's your turn, Jay.
No, it wasn't a joke either. I genuinely can't tell.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to look over whoever the fuck. Do I see who Gil was yelling at? Do I see it at all? No. Yes. Is he gone already? Blown into the...
I'll say because he got blown off the ship. Just make a perception check.
Okay.
Because he's not in a clear line of sight anymore.
No.
8.
No, unfortunately, you just see the hands trying to clutch and slipping on the side of the ship.
Wait, those bony hands. That's my...
Sorry, did you say something? I blow a gust of wind right in her eyes so she can't see very well.
Ah! Fucking face.
Your eyes just dry out.
Unfortunately, you don't see anything.
Okay, yeah. I guess I just continue. I'm gonna save my action to do something with Chip potentially. I don't know if that's happening this turn though. Is that okay? Cool. Do I have to be descriptive? To shoot whatever Chip hands me.
Well, not exactly.
That's a hilarious trigger. That's such a funny trigger. Keep it that way. Yes.
Yep. Anything you hand me.
Whatever. Maybe not hands you per se.
Are you gonna fucking throw it at me?
No.
Are you guys conspiring in the background?
Yeah, yes! It's fine. I don't know what they're talking about either, dude. I think they're in the DMs.
We would never up, guys, because I don't have all fucking day.
No, Connie. I want to not at you in the air.
Oh, you want me to shoot it in the air? Okay. I'm going to shoot whatever Bisley throws.
All right, Chip, you're up next.
Okay. I'd like to look around for a bottle of alcohol. Something mighty, something strong, something that'll put some hair on even Jay's chest.
This is a cool plan. If not completely ridiculous.
Investigation check.
Okay. Hey, Lizzie, you got anything to drink?
Yeah, of course. And she's like, unclips this large like wine bottle like halfway full of some kind of sloshing liquid that was hanging on the inside of her coat.
Oh, I don't know why I was expecting something a little more sarcastic. All right.
Do you roll an? You rolled an 8.
I rolled an 8 though. So like,
maybe it's just fucking high C I mean, for you a
asked.
Punch.
Yeah, I asked. Yeah. So like, it wasn't really. I figured that was all right. I want to I want to
hey, know.
It's just hope it's just full of Gatorade instead.
Nerves kick in, I get it.
Well,
hurry up.
I had another idea. I take a sip out of it real quick. How strong is this?
Make a constitution saving throw.
Okay, so it's strong. 18. Hair grows from my chest. I become a Bigfoot.
It feels like drinking flames. Go ahead. What do you want to do with it?
All right, I want to
But you don't like get infected or so you think.
I want to like maybe rip a piece of my shirt off, stuff it in. I want to spark up a match maybe on the deck of the boat. Hey Jay, I have an idea.
What?
Like screaming out. I'm going to throw something. I want you to shoot it.
Okay.
Not until it gets to the ship though.
Which ship?
You'll see. And I want to light it, and I want to chuck it at the closest navy ship.
My God.
Maybe towards.
You said
like, towards the.
Okay, a range attack is just. Is just dexterity.
Unless you're proficient, yes. Yeah, it is.
So just roll d20 plus your dexterity.
Okay.
This will be your whole turn. You have nothing else you can do.
Okay. That's a dirty, stinky 20.
Fucking stanks, bro. Yeah.
Stanks.
All right. You're able to throw it up wherever you wanted to throw it. I would say...
Probably towards
Since you guys are ramming a ship.
If I can. Like towards the center,
you're to
I wanted
the,
to light the sails.
You would, yeah, you'd have to throw it to the right. The ship to the right that's holding the tall red cloaked figure.
Okay.
Pistol.
Let me just scratch out his name here.
as we Molotov cocktail him.
Oh, no.
No, it's Marshall John.
Oh. I'm not ready for him to be gone.
He had so many dreams and aspirations.
He did.
These two are going to hold actions. Next up, Gillian.
Wait, do I not shoot the the bottle that he threw? Did I miss something?
You said you wanted it to get to...
Okay.
The sales, right?
Yeah, I guess.
When it gets... Yeah, it'll, like, shoot it, like, in
you
the
can,
air.
You can roll the head at the end here, yeah.
Okay,
you
want to? The end of all. I just don't know how long it would take for it to, like, air travel to wherever its destination is.
I don't either, so just roll the head.
Okay.
It air travels. You throw it. It happens.
13. Not a great shot.
It's
not
a bottle.
Super awesome.
Yeah, true.
Bottle's AC is not 13, so go ahead.
Awesome. It's a pistol. One damage.
I feel like I should have done some kind of accuracy check, but whatever.
Yeah,
I think rolling the hit is accuracy anyways. You hit it, it explodes! Kaboom! Molotov! Alright, how do you what is a bomb?
What is a bomb?
Don't know. Never seen one.
Roll 1d6. Bizzly.
Okay.
It's your attack. Your team attack.
Cool.
And then for
six.
Fun, Jay, roll 1d4.
Hey, yo, I'll roll a d4, yeah.
Yo, max out, boys. Yeah, max out.
Aww.
Okay, so 8 total points of fire damage onto the sails of this ship that immediately begins to spread.
Sick.
So.
Fogging.
The other two are holding their actions. Now it's back up to Gillian Stark.
Okay, yeah, I move my gust.
And your ships, at the end of your turn, your ships move past. Another 50 or so feet for you guys is going to be about 60 feet with the help of gust of wind. No, you moved it. So for just 50 feet, your back end of your ship is now in line with the backs of their ships. You're basically past them at this point. If you
okay.
wanted to, yeah.
I'm just gonna move one hand to be blasting the gust of wind into the sail again with my bonus action. And I just look back and see what happens to the rest of everyone. That's kind of all I've got. I think we're pretty much out of the woods here. Yeah, that's what I do.
Jay, you're on the same turn here.
Full sail ahead. I don't know what else to do. I'll take a pot shot at one of the wood planks on the ship, and it'll be awesome.
Yeah, I use shape water to make her a ice shot put that she can shot put at the Navy.
Okay, 1 second, let me try it.
Let's see how far you can get. Yes, here it is. Big numbers. Come on.
I kind of like bob my head. Okay, I step a few steps back. I draw a line on the ship. Okay, and I
big splash.
Big splash.
Nice.
Strength check. 14 actually. 14. Don't think that hits a ship from where we are at this point, but, you know, I feel like my personal best has improved a lot.
So, 14 just misses the ship. The Navy. It's AC of 15
That's the
for
same
them.
Thing I rolled the shot, but we both fucking suck.
Nice, Jay!
It was so awkward if I forgot and then said, yeah, it hits, and then you were like, no, but mine didn't hit.
My shot...
That's my worst fear.
Yeah, my really consequential shot put I did earlier.
All right, guys.
All right,
so,
awesome turns. Done.
Awesome.
If that's the end of your turn, Chip, you watch as Captain Lizzie runs to the front of the ship, and as she does, she brandishes her chain whip from her hip, and it flurls out, sort of wrapping around her for a second, and then snapping back, and then she shoots it towards the hand that's still gripping onto the side of the ship. She's like basically running up and jumping and trying to slam it down into the hand to make that the one who's hanging on, the tall red cloaked figure. But it misses, and as it does, you see another hand grab the edge, and then with just one motion of movement, this figure rises up and makes it back onto his ship. And at that point, you would see and hear the same red crackling or cackling energy start to, except you would be able to see it this time, move around the legs and then up the body and down the arm. And as that happens, this steel rod just sort of materializes in the air. And he winds it back. You're so lucky, dude.
Why?
So an 8 doesn't hit, but you see that rod go right past Lizzie and then right by your head. And then it's stuck in the wood behind, just a part of the ship. And at that point, You would see Caspian run over to the front of the ship and basically right under Lizzie, she's still kind of midair there, and he would raise the water from below that figure who was still at the edge of his ship now, and the water would crawl up and then wrap around his legs and then freeze.
Cool.
And their ship, which you are still on, would continue to move past that same 50 feet. You're just about 10 or 15 feet or so behind the Albatross. And that middle ship that you were on before is making its way past, it's behind this ship, but past the ship that you guys all collectively sunk. And that brings us back to the ships. Only one of them hits your ship.
Haha, that's two hits now. We're taking water on bottom deck.
I love water.
So that'll be 6 points of damage on your ship's HP.
Okay.
And
down to 38.
That's lower.
All right. So the ships continue to move. Gillian, you're up. You guys I'm assuming, are you doing anything else? Or are you just, if you guys are riding this out now and just getting away from these ships, I need to know.
Yeah, I think that's, is that the page everyone's on? That's the page I'm on.
If that's the page everybody's on, we are, I need to know.
That's the page I'm on. What about you guys?
I'm on that page.
The page? The page? What is the page?
Oh, page is sailing away is the page.
Getting out. Swoop, swoop, evade, goodbye.
Got anything else you want to do here? I mean, it's on fire, so.
All right, it's time to pull out the maneuver. I'm club hauling. We're going back.
Why? We don't even know what's going on. I'm
going to say this right now. You can be. I'm not on the page.
Okay. I mean, I guess there, you know where we are.
I have like half of an inkling of a little bit of a speck of maybe what might be considered and construed as a plan, possibly.
Oh, Lord.
What plan are you trying to use here?
I don't know!
Okay,
the plan
so
that
guess...
gets us all killed? Okay, me and
Jesus
Gillian
Christ.
Are
well, anyway, I wouldn't know
sailing
that.
Away.
We can, Jay and I can go sail and make a two-man
band. Sail
into
the sun. We sail into the sunset.
On my turn, if you'll let me, I basically want to try and repair the ship, but I want to do it in a Gillian Tidestrider way, where I, while the water is leaking in for the ship, I freeze the water as it's leaking in to essentially create a cork, so it doesn't keep coming in.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm basically just repairing the ship.
Yeah. So you guys can't really attack, but repairing the ship is all of your action points for your boat anyways.
Okay.
So if you wanted to do that on your turn, you can go up there. You just need to roll a d20 plus 3, I think.
Okay, d20 plus 3. Let's get it. Yep, okay, 22.
Yep, that succeeds for sure. So you would get 1d10 plus 3 health back.
Yeah, so we're gonna regain. I rolled a 10.
All right, 13 HP back.
13 HP
back.
Jay, put that shit back.
Yeah, frozen holes into the
back up
the
51 out of 52.
Kasow, kablow. Freeze it up.
Okay. If Jay, if you're not doing anything, then we'll see what ship's plan is.
Yeah.
I just continue helming. I helm the ship.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I'm blasting wind into it. Onwards!
I readjust the sails so that the wind is straight into it, you know, whatever.
I give Apple a tailwind so she can sail really fast.
Is everything okay over there? We're not stopping!
Are we just gonna leave Marshal Jean behind?
He's a brave man! Fuck it!
He's under a pile of Navy soldiers. One of whom is limp.
And we're away.
I don't know if that means I killed him.
Awesome. I don't know. We'll never find out. Yeah, we are a ways away now, too, if you want to try and turn around.
We are outside of, like...
Yeah,
we're covering
you guys
the
are
entrance.
Now a total of, like, 100 or so feet.
Yeah.
Which isn't, like, it doesn't mean anything, but you're pretty far. You're on the way towards the exit.
Okay. Fuck!
Your ship, the Albatross, is past the Navy fleet at this point.
Marsh, John will be fine. He's a big, strong man.
And none of the Navy ships are following us?
No, they're still pointed at the docks. There are still ships who are basically trapped in between the Navy ships, as well as ships that have basically rammed successfully through. And there are ships who are trying to turn slightly, but they turn so slowly, they're not like turned around or anything. And the ship that had the red coat guy... the sails are on fire and it is still facing the same direction, which is towards the docks. And the ship that you guys ram through is tipped upwards and out, like, sinking.
Is Gil anywhere within earshot of me?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah. You have to yell.
Gil, do you still have the conch?
I pull up the megaphone. Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you see if John's even alive?
It seems like right now he's actually piled under a bunch of Navy people. I don't know if we'll be able to reach him. Gillian out.
We've taken some losses today.
We will come back for you, John!
it echoes. Okay.
They I'll take your plan. Body, but they'll never take your heart, John!
In that case,
we'll
this combat
back.
For you guys is over. As your ship and the Granberry Pirate ship and a few other straggling ships, Jolly Rogers, you don't recognize or take note of, make their way. But the two of your ships in front, you would actually see where the Albatross is named and engraved. Its name is engraved. You can see the same kind of engraving on Captain Lizzie's ship called the Crescent Moon. So the Crescent Moon and the Albatross make their way through that stone alley. You can look back. Well, if all of you look back, you would see there is now four naval ships, one of them engulfed in flames, the sails all on fire, and the silhouette of a very tall figure standing facing your ships, that small speck of a person, just looking out, but not making any moves.
Jay passes out.
4J.
I'm just looking out back at the destruction.
Me too. Pajamas waving in the wind.
Smoke rising. You can still smell very clearly the smell of the gunpowder and dust and soot. But eventually, both of your ships make it out into the open sea. So you guys exit the portcullis that you once entered in a few days ago. Almost half a week, I think. The two stone fists back onto the moonlit waters of the Royal Blue Ocean. Hours pass before you feel like you and the ship next to you with Captain Lizzie and her crew are a safe distance away. There isn't a barrage of ships waiting surrounding the island, and it doesn't seem like the naval ships that were at Toronto Island blocking the port have followed this direction at the very least. It's very late. None of you have long rested. So it is up to you what you do for the rest of the night. I assume sleep, but if
yeah,
you want
no, I mean,
words
I,
before. But.
Maybe like very like spotty light sleep. You know, shell shock, like being shell shocked after like a war. That's kind of how I'm feeling in my brain right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't have to play it out or anything. I probably would have go found Ollie and stuff and wrapped up a couple of wounds and gone to bed.
I have Pretzel draw a drawing of John's face. I put it up on the wall, stab it in with a dagger, and just stare at it, thinking of the fire in my eyes, just sharpening my sword, still in my pajamas.
I want to go to sleep in the crow's nest. Is that what it?
The
big top thing. Yeah, the thing up top.
Okay, so you don't go down below deck?
No.
To sleep?
No.
Ollie, what are you doing in my barrel?
Yeah, if Chippy, if you were going to check on Ollie, you would be doing it with Gillian as he went to his sleeping barrel.
Yeah, he's significantly pruny by now.
Eyes kind of peek out from beneath the water. The hair is like very wet. And he says, is it over?
For now.
Something is very different.
Yeah. Come on out of your barrel, flesh boy. You get wrinkly. Let's get you out of there.
Okay.
I'm gonna hoist him out of my water barrel.
I would walk
as back. Yeah.
Okay, so that's where you were hiding.
Well, you take the lid off the barrel and Oliver begins to stand up.
I know something's up, but I want to know what.
You're looking down at Oliver?
Yeah, absolutely.
Until you're looking up at Oliver.
What?
As a 6'4" tall lanky half-elf with stretch marks on the side of the skin, appearing to have grown too fast, stands up out of the barrel with a little bit of stubble on the chin, the hair much longer than before, freckles on a more defined face.
Ollie?
Did you get a new haircut?
I don't know what's happening to me. You can see his body is shaking, not from the cold, but just from anxiety.
Gil, is this magic or something?
No, from what I know, this is completely normal.
Nope.
He's shirtless at the moment.
There probably
but he's
comes
still wearing...
a day in every human or half elf's life when this happens.
That is not true.
When they stretch out like a big slinky and... Well, congratulations, Ollie. You're a man now.
I'm only 12.
I know, different species age differently. I mean, Chip, if you're 12, Chip's probably only 13, right? What? Humans sure are weird creatures.
It's not at all how that works, Gil.
Oh, you are a strange bunch. I go headfirst into the water barrel and slither out.
Yeah, he steps out soaking wet. Chip, you can see that the pants that he wore are now turned into shorts from the length of the legs. Like shorts just below the knees.
How did this happen? We'll figure something out. You know, I haven't known too many half elves. Maybe this happens.
Chip.
That's what I'm saying.
And he like leans down close to you. Having like strange dreams. And...
I was a wee guppy.
I think I've put some
when they tried to give me the talk.
I don't think
I
this
never
is that
understood
talk.
It. You may start seeing gills in weird places.
I'm just trying to keep it together, man. Like,
try and get some sleep.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll try and figure something out. I'll figure something out. Don't worry about it. Just
yeah. Hey. So I guess you know. I guess humans don't stretch out like a big rubber band overnight. So I'm gonna go ahead and try and I don't know, just see if there's anything magical about this condition.
How do you do that? Arcana check?
Yeah, just like Arcana. An Arcana check. Just like, did some sort of magic cause this, or is this
do
just
the? Do you have any like detect magic?
Just getting meter. I can like detect good and evil, but you know, is puberty evil?
Yes, I would argue.
I would argue yes as well. Okay, then really quick, I do a quick divine sense. Is puberty evil, DM?
You do a quick divine sense, yep. And there is it's a very faint blip.
No.
Of a.
No.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's like a necrotic, but more not exactly necrotic. It's like a dark energy within his pocket. It's not the evil, but it is divine.
Oh, this is... Something's not right. Is there something in your pocket?
No.
No, there's... I'm getting a sense. I'm gonna go ahead and reach for it.
And he, like, tries to back away. Like, a few steps.
Ollie,
he,
calm
like,
down.
He puts his hands in his pocket. No, there's nothing.
Listen, I haven't been on the surface for very long, and so... Maybe meat just gets meatier overnight. But I'm picking up something necrotic. I'm going to have to ask you to empty your pocket. Ollie.
Gil, just give him some space, alright? He's scared.
Something there could be messing with him.
Alright, Ollie, just hand it to me.
Hang on, Chip. We don't know what we're messing with, just...
Yeah, we do.
Oh, the consequences of Chip's actions.
He looks very hesitant, shooken, and nervous.
I have my hand on my sword as if it's, and I'm looking at his pocket as if there's an evil rat inside that I can kill when it comes out.
No, he looks at Chip, eyes super wide, and looks down, and he removes that black and gold compass from his pocket.
By the gods.
Take it from him.
Make a strength check.
No, that's pretty good. Maybe Ollie got tougher.
You're I rolled a 15. Aww. And it wouldn't have he's grasping it extremely tight, so you try and take it from him gently and you have to yank it, and he lets go of it and his arm kind of like jerks back to his chest, and he like puts his hand on his face and then just kind of like sinks down on the wall here in the bottom deck here.
My God.
Just kind of sits down.
Ollie, where did you find this?
No response from Ollie. He's just kind of shaken. He's just breathing very heavily and jittery.
Well, we couldn't get rid of it the first time.
Ollie, did you use it?
I wanted to know the way home. And that's where we end the session.
Oh, oh fuck! Oh my God. Oh my God, dude. People that are so weird. Why does this just happen? Seriously.
Yeah, I can't believe that people just grow to 6'4" overnight.
Let's
talk about biology later on and just roll with it, how about, you know, and figure out why the fuck this could possibly have happened.
Yeah, guys,
right,
tune into just,
right,
tune into
why
just
could
roll
this have happened?
It where we give Gillian a lesson on how bones work. That'll be fun.
True.
Holy fucking shit. Okay, yeah. All right.
Nice.
Stakes have gotten higher, and so is our boy.
Bizzly does not look happy.
Thank you to our patrons. What's up, patrons? You're the ones listening to this right now. I know you. I love you. You're great. Hey, thank you so much to our patrons like Cheshire and Big Man Christian and Copper Android and Misfit Wolverine 15, Atlas L, Blue Blem Blop, Elise the Washed Up Bard, Zerberus, Neko Lord, Mr. Griffin, Alyssa, Dreamstrider, Obligatory References, Beats, Ben 10, Zelfor Pendrake, Chrysinus Sin, Spinyax, Buttery Toast, Iridescent Cakes, Mirrodin, Maeve Melohi, Miscellaneous, Expoogaloo, Creepy Reaper, Kirby Wafro, Grilled Salmon, King of Ranch, Serene is actually a skeleton, Alexis Kira, Alexis Kira? Oh my God, I think I've been saying that the wrong way. The entire time, every time I've read, I feel Gillian's biggest fan. Reshus Snivy, Cornier Comet, Jumpiest Venus 34, your gal pal Valerie V, Nay, Jello Gumdrops, Edgy Moss, Charm of the Bard, Rekker Kurotu, Zigzag Sugar, Nongzalotl, Asteria Nyx, Salutation, Jared W.I. Enjoyer, and Jay Newell. Thank you guys so much for supporting us on Patreon. We really do appreciate it, and I will see you guys next episode.